This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview some of the priorities for the 2021 legislative session.
Finding a funding solution for transportation.
When we come down here, we really try to do the best we can to look out for the interests of the people of the state of Missouri.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says he wants to build on past legislative successes.
Well, I think every year since that I've been in the legislature, I think that all of our priorities are just trying to find a way to make Missouri a better place to live, work, and raise family. And I think that's going to come in a myriad of different pieces of legislation, from tort reform to opportunity, workforce development. A lot of those things will continue to be things that we've worked on and will continue to work forward in the future.
For others, according to Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City, there are still things left undone.
Well, I think everybody's priority is trying to figure out how we're going to manage coming back from this pandemic next year, how we're going to set the wheels in motion to be successful down the road and work our way through it. So that should be everybody's top priority, is getting people back to work and getting the economy back to where it needs to be.
Senator Schatz adds other issues went unresolved this year because of the pandemic.
Well, I think the wayfarer issue is something that we were getting close to a resolution there. I think that it's been something that we've been needing to address for a while. Hopefully we can get that done this year. Still something that's on my radar screen is prescription drug monitoring, PDMP, something that was very close to being across the finish line. I'd like to get that finally done and beyond us.
Senator Rizzo says the pandemic adds to the priorities.
There were a lot of different things that didn't end up making it, but we just have got to remain focused on expanding Medicaid, how we're going to do that, how we're going to continue to spend the CARES Act type money that comes in from the federal government and getting that into classrooms and things like that next year.
In addition, Senator Schatz has filed Senate Bill 10, which would modify provisions relating to illegal gambling.
You know, if we're going to have a conversation about, you know, the expansion of gaming, we need to rid the state of the illegal gaming that's going on right now. And so we'll be filing legislation to continue to enhance the penalties for that and make sure that we have the tools necessary to address that. But yeah, it'll be something that I'll be continuing to work on, and hopefully we'll make progress as we are making progress right now.
Senator Rizzo says the pandemic shows where he believes the legislature can step up.
I think that the pandemic not only has shown that we need to move forward on Medicaid expansion quickly and make sure it's funded 100%, it also showed the cracks that we had in our healthcare system before the pandemic. It exacerbated all of the healthcare problems that they've had in rural Missouri for a very long time. We now have a good grasp on what exactly it is we need to fix.
The first regular session of the 101st General Assembly will start at noon on Wednesday, January 6th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.